I'd like to welcome you back to All Daf Staff and Practice Series. Rabbi Yerachmiel Fried in his wonderful sefer, Ma'adani Shlomo, records a conversation he had with Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Orbach, and that there was a neighborhood in Yerushalayim, Ramat Sharet, in which there was a snowstorm, and the Eruv fell down on Shabbos. This is probably not a unique situation. It probably happened many times, many different circumstances. But Rabbi Fried records that he discussed with Rabbi Shlomo Zalman what would be the appropriate course of action if there was an individual, or let's say the rabbi, the community was aware of this, that the Eruv fell down, but not everyone else, not everyone knew about this. Would it be appropriate to notify everyone about this? So what are the considerations here? Obviously, on one hand, you're not allowed to carry outside on Shabbos. We welcome all the newcomers to Pesachim, but all those who learned the Ervin and Shabbos, we're all very familiar with the idea of the prohibition of Hutzel, carrying from inside your house to the street, from Rosh Hashanah to Rishus HaRabim on Shabbos. And therefore, if there's no Eruv, you wouldn't be allowed to carry. On the other hand, this was a neighborhood in which there are many people that wouldn't necessarily follow the halacha. They wouldn't necessarily abide by what they're supposed to do. It could be they were in a compromised situation, which they're already outside, or they're already in someone else's house, carried something, they were in shul, and there would be a big nisayon not to follow, not to do what you're supposed to do. And the question the rabbi had was, would it be appropriate to notify everyone? On one hand, you're saving some, but you're causing others, unfortunately, now to do an avera knowingly. So Rav Shlomo Zalman decided that he thought, he quoted actually Rav Simcha Zalig Rieger and Rav Chaim, the Dayan and the great Rav from Brisk, that you shouldn't notify everyone. And that's because this is not just simply invoking the concept of Mutav Shiyu Shogeg and Va'alyu Muzidin. It's better that people would be a shogeg and not to do something on purpose that they don't know about, it would only be a shogeg. This is even better, and this would be considered a misasik. The Gemara in today's daf, Pesachim daf lamed gimel amud aleph, discusses the idea of misasik. Now, how is misasik different than a shogeg? Shogeg is that you know you're doing this act, but you don't think this act is prohibited. Misasik is you're not even aware that you're doing the act, the prohibited act. In the case the Gemara talks about, that you're picking up a blade of grass and you didn't realize that it was connected. You didn't realize that you're doing the act of Isser. Not that you didn't realize that this is Asr, you knew that you were detaching something you didn't know was Asr, but rather, you didn't even know that you were detaching something. And therefore, explained Rav Shlomo Zalman, when it came to carrying outside on Shabbos in a scenario that the Eruv fell down, that's considered a misasik. That's not a shogeg. You don't know that you're carrying outside, you just thought it was permissible. Once you're working with the assumption that there's an Eruv, once you're working the assumption that the entire community is really one Rosh HaSayachid, when you carry from your house to the street, you still think you're carrying in the Rosh HaSayachid. You don't think you're doing the act that's prohibited. And therefore, you don't know that in fact you are carrying in the Rosh HaSarabim. But your thought process is the one of a misasik. And therefore, Shlomo Zalman said that he felt that it's a little complicated because there's really a machokis to Rekve Eger and the Nesivis, the Mekor Chaim, about whether misasik is mutter, whether misasik is a little bit of an iser. But over here, Shlomo Zalman felt that considering all the different weighing, all the options, he thought that this would be better than a typical motif shishaking. This would be a misasik. And therefore, he thought it wouldn't be appropriate to notify everyone. He does end off and say that if there's someone who you know for sure is going to follow the halacha, you should tell him. But broadly, to the community at large, Rav Shlomo Zalman thought it was inappropriate to tell everybody.